Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration and your goodness, being our goodness, that we can relate to you as Father and partake of the goodness that you've got in store for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 97 and it's verses 7 and 8, and we're reading from the ESV.
All worshippers of images are put to shame, who make their boast in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
Okay, let's read the same two scriptures in the what translations you got there?
TPT
TPT, and then also
message.
the Message.
Shame covers all who boast in other gods, for they worship idols. For all the supernatural powers once worshipped the true and living God. But God's Zion people are content, for they know and hear the truth. The people of praise rejoice over all your judgments, O Lord. And the message, all who serve handcrafted gods will be sorry, and they were so proud of the ragamuffin gods. On your knees, all you gods, worship him. And Zion, you listen and take heart. Daughters of Zion, sing your hearts out. God has done it all, has set everything right.
Hallelujah. God has done it all. He has set everything right. You know, anyone looking for a God or a Lord, it's because things are not right. But praise God, our God, our Father, our Lord Jesus has made everything right. I remember just still when I was young in the Lord and working in Coburg, a guy, a Mormon, wanted to tell me, "Trevor, come, please just read our Bible." And my words were to him at that time, "Okay, I'll say it much more better now because I've been longer with the Lord." But I said, "My brother, if you've got a God that created everything and is all powerful, and then you find out this God is your father, and this God has sent his son because he predestined us in his son Jesus Christ. And in Jesus, everything, the original intent of God is secure. And so the original intent, God's son came and he lived the life that is available to us. And then he died to deal with any shortcomings that came through the evil one so that we can come back home to this heavenly family and then grow with this family, walk year from this family, walk with this family, and become special and unique. There's a special place laid out for us because we are God's workmanship for good works, laid out for our lives." So I said to him, "You know, if you've got all of that and you lack nothing, what good? Why would I go waste my time with any so-called Lord or so-called God? I've got the ultimate. The ultimate has come, and the ultimate is there for us to wake up to and then live out the divine plans that this divine God that is our Father has got for our lives." Hallelujah. And then there's a wonderful scripture in 1 Corinthians 8 where it actually says there are many so-called lords and there's many so-called gods, but for us there is one God who made everything and everything exists for him. And there's one Lord Jesus Christ through whom all things came and through whom we exist. And that's it, guys. We've got there is nothing bigger and better than this goodness that is available for us now in Christ Jesus, all through the Godhead's love and moving on our behalf so that we can come home and then live out the dreams that heaven has for us. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in the goodness of your God, that is your Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ, your big brother, Lord and Savior, that loves you, and stay in tune with the word, because the word is where this great love is opened up to us by the Spirit. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.